Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Christy's Connection to the Soul. I'm your host, Christy Ayala, and I'm so happy to be here with you today and hope that wherever you are, you're having a great day. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you are joining us live today or via archive. Today is 222 in angel numbers, which means keep the faith, let go, and have faith. So today, the lovely Elizabeth Pendleton is here to talk all things astrology and angels. So grab a pen, maybe something warm to drink, and get settled in because we're going to give you the inside scoop for what's coming up for this new cycle. For those of you who are brand new to the show, Elizabeth is a well-respected astrologer, lightworker, and musician who supports her clients all over the world in maximizing their best potential every single day. And as always, it's truly my pleasure to welcome her back to the show today. Thank you for being here, Elizabeth.
Well, hello there, Christy. Yay, it's the Pisces cycle.
Yay.
Finally. Yay. And
yeah,
a big day
finally.
For somebody coming.
Yes.
Very soon. That's my not-so-subtle way of saying happy birthday, Christy. Happy birthday to all the Pisces listening as well.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And hello to everyone listening. I hope you guys are doing really well.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. So much happening. And I know that this is going to be another really big cycle, and you have lots of great information, as always, for us. And, so why don't we go ahead and dive right in?
All righty. I will, and I know you have some angel messages as well, you guys, so stay tuned for those. I'll kind of start on the astrology and share some of the highlights, and then Christy has those messages, which I'm sure are going to line up because we to do and it, you know, it really talks about the greater synchronicities, you know, things that are happening on a universal or planetary level. You know, it just kind of doesn't matter which language we speak, you know, we're all talking about the same thing. So that's really cool when that happens. And of course, Pisces is the final sign. It's a mutable water sign, and it is the sign of spirituality, assimilation, and integration. It's where we put it all together. So that makes a lot of sense. Now, normally it is a time, you know, because it's one of the yin signs, we think of reflection and, you know, the watery going inward, a spiritual request, like something that's a, you know, you think of sabbaticals and monasteries and, you know, all those sort of ideas. And that's true. And we have Neptune in Pisces, so it's going to have a huge, you know, influence, and, you know, that is, we're probably about, gosh, I think we're halfway through Neptune being in there. I mean, that will be there, you know, till like, I think it was 2025 when it's finally gone for good. But in the meantime, so much of that other stuff we've been talking about, where the planets are getting out of that rough, mutable cross that was the story for last year, heading into the fire sign of Aries, and then activating all the cardinal energy. So much of that story is going to continue to unfold this cycle that I was telling Christy before. So I was like, this is not your mother's Pisces cycle. This one's just a lot more lively. You know, I love Pisces, you know, in the sense it's that time when we want to retreat. And my gosh, I know, Christy, I know this is, I would bet this is true for you. You know, in my secret fantasy life, I am a mermaid and I would have lungs to be a superhero and just go underwater, right?
Yes.
Hang out on a nice piece of coral. Watch pretty colors swim by.
Yes.
You know? And look up and see the moon at night way under the water. You know, that is Pisces to a T. It just loves that idea of retreat and fantasy and, you know, being somewhere otherworldly. And the thing is, this time, we're going to get, like I said, an influence of that. Mercury is going into Pisces on the 25th, which is Saturday, but on the 26th, we get the second eclipse of this series. So it will be a new Pisces. Yeah, I know. So these are the ones that started on the 10th with that big full moon. And I know, I mean, particularly people in your part of the world, Christy, Northern California, it's just no joke, like, about how big these eclipses are. And, you know, this one obviously in a water sign. The last one was on that Leo Aquarius axis and started off that cycle where the eclipses are shifting into Leo Aquarius, out of Virgo Pisces, where the nodes are going to do the same thing in May. So again, that story that we're getting off all the intensity of the mutable cross, where we all sort of were put through the ringer, you know, particularly harshly last year as Saturn, you know, began its transit through the other cardinal sign of Sagittarius and started to put that hard right angle to everything in Pisces and everything that was in Virgo. So this eclipse that's coming up on Sunday, you guys, I hope you did your housekeeping the last year and a half, because I have just learned to laugh hilariously about it. Either a sign that we've lost it completely, or we're just learning to, like, move through life, swim through it. It's like, oh, that's a shark. We'll stay away from him. Bye, bye, Mr. Shark. You know, let's go find the pretty colored fish again. You know, it is, yeah, it's an eclipse. And the other thing is, like I told you guys last month, we had Mars come into Aries, and that is just one feisty planet. And I have to say, I try not to be one of those astrologers about, oh, I was right about that, but I told you guys, mark my words, January 28th, stuff will start happening again in the world, because it was Mars coming home to Aries, and just like a clock, that was the day that everybody decided to protest at the airport. Again, we don't get into politics on this show, but I just had to laugh as I watched it. I was like, of course they would all show up that day at the airport and cause disruption and everything, because everybody got their Mars on. They got mad, you know. And so a couple things that happened. Let me try to, because here I'm like Pisces just going all over the place right now, but let me try to get a little bit in sync to you guys. So, you know, again, instead of that smooth Pisces ride, which, you know, really hasn't been there for a while, it wasn't there last year because of the mutable cross, we get the activations of the cardinal sign. We're throwing an eclipse into this one, and Venus turns retrograde. So, you know, quite a bit. And by the end of it, Mars will leave Aries, so the super feisty, you know, activation will calm down, but only for about 11 days because, and I would give it 4 days actually, because it's like Mars leaves Aries on March the 9th, but then Mercury heads into Aries because it's traveling at full speed. It's in Aquarius as we're doing the show. And in fact, today making a nice connection, I think it was actually yesterday, the exact connection, sextile, very favorable one with Uranus, the big door opening cosmic energy. So Mercury is just at full speed, buzzing around, finishes up in Aquarius, goes into Pisces, so we can really tune into the Piscean dream and energy and see what happens in your life around this eclipse over this weekend. And again, it doesn't necessarily, you know, have to happen exactly on Sunday, but you know, if anything's been coming up the last couple of weeks or anything comes up the next couple of weeks that's been a problem or an issue you've been working on for, you know, the best part of the last year to 18 months, you know, making some final resolution, especially if you have been resistant to addressing it and it just keeps coming up. This is also, as we head into that eclipse, a time for extra clearing, just energies that show up in your world, you know, whether it's somebody who just always keeps you waiting, just every time they bring some drama to your life and they're like, Oh, I'm just 5 minutes late. I'm just 10 minutes late, and it's just this really kind of twisted manipulation for attention, and you're done with it, you know, because just kind of notice those things, you know, and it doesn't have to be a bad thing that they bother you more than normal. I really have been getting the message that when those kind of weird energies just keep showing up, it's just really telling you clean house, you know, like if we really want to do the Pisces thing, 12th house, complete the wheel, clear out the mutable thing, which is release. And in preparation for the cardinal energy, then we definitely have to listen when something keeps coming up. So I feel like we're going to have those opportunities, especially over the next couple weeks. So just kind of know that that part of all of that is, you know, so that we clear. And on the Mercury aspect, you know, it then goes into Aries on March 13th. So that's what I was saying. And of course, the Sun goes into Aries on March 20th. So those energies of the new coming online, coming on board, which Mars, of course, spearheaded, all these energies, Mars and then Venus, then it'll be Mercury, and then, of course, the Sun. So just from January 28th through April 20th, we just have such, you know, strong Aries influence. Actually, I think it's a little bit longer because Venus will stay in Aries for, actually through May, about May 19th, actually, because that's that whole Sun through. I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember the date that Venus leaves Aries. That's not coming to me in a second. But, you know, it comes out of retrograde on April 15th, backtracks all, comes all the way through all the territory it's been covering since January 30th. And it's sometime in May that it gets out of, or late April, that it gets out of Aries for good. So we just have had probably about 3 months of Aries energy consistently, which is a lot of starting, but again, anywhere that we need to clear the slate and clean things up, this last eclipse along this Pisces axis should help you do that, because remember, the next big set of eclipses happen in they happen in mid-August, and those again will be the Leo Aquarius thing. So this is really the big blowout. Really notice what comes up, guys, because it's a lot of clearing and it's a lot of release. So I'm curious, Christy, how much that matches up to the set messages you're getting. Remind me, Neptune. I'm blaming Neptune. I can't focus today.
No, I love it. It matches beautifully, and I'm excited for you guys to hear what I have because, I mean, wow, I'm always kind of in awe because it is just so beautifully connected. So for those of you who might be new to the show or new to working with angels, there are non-denominational beings of light who support every single person who feels guided to work with them. And I've noticed that a lot of people are having even more angel experiences, or maybe reporting them at higher levels than ever before. Today we have messages from Archangel Michael, whose name means he who is like God. So for those of you who might be new to working with Michael, his energy is strong, powerful, and very often warm in nature when you're working with him. He supports us in letting go of fear while clearing away blocks from our path, as well as clearing away planetary fear as well. He is known as the protector angel. He also increases our confidence, clarity, and compassion, and supports us in moving forward fearlessly. And like all angels, he works with everyone and anyone who feels guided to work with him. His energy is represented by this really beautiful, deep royal purple or this indigo blue. And sometimes the light has these really pretty little golden sparkles in it. So we're going to listen to his message for all of us for this cycle. Now, the message came through in a very unique way. I actually, it's been a long time since a message like this has come through. I think it was actually last August, which is interesting that you mentioned August, Elizabeth, because there's an August message in here today, too. So, yes. So first he showed me a very powerful message and then gave me another specific message to share. So I'm going to describe what I saw first, and then I'll share the message for the cycle. So the first thing that I was shown was an image of someone on land, and it was a coastal community, but it was very hot outside, and the person on land, it was that ambient heat where there's no shade, there's no cover, and they're just very, very hot, and they felt overwhelmed and agitated by all the pressures and issues that were happening within their own personal life as well as within their world around them. And I could see these physical representations of what was pressuring them all around their body as well as inside of their body. So I saw these symbols of different things that were kind of happening in their world and in their thinking space, and their whole body was filled with them. If you can imagine like a glass container, it was just packed with all these things. And then around the body, it was really tight. So there was not a lot of like physical movement around the body because everything was just constricted around them. And the person couldn't really see or feel outside of what their own experience was due to the impact these things had on them and the amount of time that they had been carrying them around. So there was this compounding effect that was happening. The person felt completely disconnected from themselves in a way because they were so focused on all of these other issues. The person also felt very dehydrated as well as burned out. Then I saw them get to the edge of the ocean and get inside the water, and I watched them begin to swim. I saw them swim further and further away from the shore and deeper into the water. And I saw them letting go of all the issues of their life as they came into the present moment and allowed that deep water to wash away the chaos and noise of their life. And I could feel this huge heaviness inside of my chest, like in my heart and lungs, and all this layers of residue kind of wash off and be completely lifted away simultaneously. And while that happened, I watched the person kind of have this moment of clarity where they felt like themselves again. They could actually feel themselves again. And there was a clear moment where I saw the person notice or think, oh, there I am. There I am. And then they were instantly able to reintegrate into their mind, their heart, their body, and their spirit all equally. And then there was this huge, deep release of emotions as they realized what happened, because it felt like this weight and also this heavy shield had been lifted off of them, and they could finally see and feel clearly again. I also saw that the agitation and lack of focus that they felt before they got into the water was cleared up, and they were able to clearly understand how to spend their attention, what was truly important in their life. It was as if the water was helping them to have a laser focus while simultaneously washing away the extraneous issues from their body and life. Then I saw the person swim back to the shore, get out of the water, with focus and ease and clarity, they went back to their life to take action steps for the changes that they've been guided to make. And I saw that this really represents this Pisces cycle this year, and that it's important to be ready to do deep clearing work while also becoming very clear about what specific action steps need to be taken, and then to make those important changes without delay. I clearly saw that the changes that are going to be made during this cycle have been on deck for a really long time, and that they need to be made now. There's no more waiting. I see a cycle of clearing and guided action steps over and over during this cycle. So I see a deep importance to get quiet, to close out, physically close out distractions, and to free yourself from anything that feels like it's tethering you, holding you down, or feels like dead weight. This is a time to do deep clear out for the end of the year. And I saw like winter, it's important to remember that winter is actually the end of the natural cycle or year. Even though we use a Gregorian calendar, we're actually rhythmically on this natural calendar. So it's important to do clear out while simultaneously moving forward this cycle. So it's going to feel like one step forward, one step into clearing, another step forward, another step or plunge back into healing. It's going to be execute change, invest in deep healing. And this will allow for the clarity to come through about the next steps that you need to take, as well as the healing will give you enough energy to take action. So it's going to be forward and feel like it's back, forward and back. And I kept seeing that this is really important for laying the foundation for this new year. And I kept seeing it's going to go all the way into August. We'll feel like this is laying a foundation for a huge shift, which comes at the end of that 8th month. And then the Michael message that he said for us is that it's important to clear away dead weight during this time. Relationships, ways of living, and holding yourself back is leaving your life. It's imperative to move with this deep and intense cycle. The cycle will provide you with all that you need to move through this powerful clean out. It may feel as if you're experiencing a lot of highs and lows, but the more that you can honor your body's wisdom, the more that you'll be able to work with this cycle. This cycle is a combination of healing and new beginnings. You'll have the opportunity to lay the foundation of your new year while clearing away old brush, weeds, and sticker bushes that have been at your feet. This is a time for deep faith and for deep action. Reach deep within you and simultaneously reach out for help from your spiritual and human support system. This cycle is laying a deep foundation for your new year that you're experiencing. There will be a lot of opportunity to clearly see what is not working. For some people, they will hear, feel, or know that things just can no longer continue in the way that they've been going. Listen to and honor your inner knowing so that you can move forward easily. Clearing away distractions from your personal and outlying or peripheral life is important. You must find a balance that's right for you so that you can maintain your energy levels, your work, and your life in the way that is right for you. What's right for you may not be right for a loved one. You must reset your understanding of what living your life on your timeline looks like for you. The time of carrying others, the time of weighing yourself down, the time of pretending change is needed, not needed, is now over. This is a powerful cycle. Please give yourself permission to honor yourself during this process. Please ask for my support so we can do this important work together. If you are ready, you are not alone.
Wow.
And that's what I have for this cycle. Yeah, big.
Wow, just perfect. Like, perfectly in tune and so deep. Like, that one, it's like they pulled you right in to that message, you know? And I agree with you guys, like, this, the element that she's talking about, you said healing's a new beginning, and the, you know, the same statement, and that's exactly what we're dealing with, all the Pisces healing, and yet this preparation for the new. And as she was talking, I did check on Venus, so at the end of April is when it finally goes back into Aries yet again, because it's retrograding. It's already made it into Aries, but when it starts the retrograde on March 4th, it will actually make its way back into the late degrees of Pisces. So this is so powerful and connected with what you're saying, where it's like we thought we moved into Aries, but no, we're going back. And Venus is relationships, what we love, and it's also money, finances, those decisions. And so by the, it goes direct on the 15th of April, it will be back all the way at 27 degrees of Pisces. So late Pisces, the real intense degrees of the sign, saying, really, you got to clear it. And then it will move through, you know, 28, 29 degrees of Pisces by the end of April. Then we'll re-enter Aries and stay in Aries till June 6th. So I mean, I knew that was important when everything started to go into Aries in late January with Mars, of course, leading the way. But we are just going to have such a strong confluence of that energy. But again, look at that Venus retrograde playing right along with what Christie's saying and what the angel messages are here supporting us. And I feel like that's what I love for people is that gives you permission to both make progress and yet take care of yourself in the process and not have to feel like you have all the answers right now, you know, mm-hmm. just handling what's in front of you and letting that unfold. And, you know, that guidance is absolutely in alignment with the eclipse schedule this year because it's going to be a full eclipse on the 21st of August. That's in the Northern Hemisphere, especially in North America. We're going to be able to see that one. It's really big. So really important time, you guys, that this year is unfolding. We're shaking off the old, and the new is coming online. So I feel like your message really said it all, Christie. So I just leave it there with you guys, and I just wanted to, you know, get those Venus dates clear.
Oh, thank you so much, Elizabeth, always for bringing such great information and research and all those important dates and everything. And I know that you also produce these really incredible videos and newsletter as well as provide one-on-one sessions. So I'd love if you could share a little bit more about all the things that you do so people can connect with you.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, you guys, there's always a free video on my site, ElizabethOracle.co. I outline this each sun cycle when the sun changes signs. I go over these planets and their cards with dates so you can write them down or see them also on charts to know how it looks, and I explain it. And you can get a reading as well and sign up for a free monthly newsletter. So lots of support available. And, yeah, just come to ElizabethOracle.co.
Great. Thank you. And for those of you who might feel guided to connect with me or work with me, you can find me at my website, ChristieMAyala.com. And I also offer one-on-one sessions. And you can sign up for my free newsletter. And I have a brand new book called Finding Om, which is really like a collection of practical tools or resources to help you in your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual life to increase happiness, joy, and better life satisfaction. And you can find out information about that on the website. And you can also find it at barnesandnoble.com. And we just want to thank you so much for joining us. It's such a pleasure to be able to connect through this show every month. And we're offering you just like an opportunity to kind of connect with us and get some inside scoop for the cycle. And we're wishing you a really, really healing but also powerful Pisces cycle. So thank you for being here. And thank you, Elizabeth, for everything. I love having you here.
Oh, my
gosh. I greatly appreciate you.
Oh, my gosh, yes, you guys. And that book, it is wonderful, you guys. Seriously, I'm not just saying it because we do the show. I've been reading through it, and what I really love is Christie's advice is equal parts spiritual and practical, so you don't have to go to a Buddhist monastery in, you know, northern India to you know, be able to not only access that light and that wisdom, but she really gives you very practical action steps so that you can integrate a really consistent connection and a sense of peace in your life. So wonderful job, Christie. Beautiful book, and happy birthday.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. All right, you guys, well, we'll see you next month, same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, have a wonderful cycle, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, you guys.